Yes, I'm Johan Kolbom, the team leader for the .NET group at Sweco.
And I'm Johan Granström, a software architect at Sweab, and my background is in functional programming. I have a PhD in intuitionistic type theory, which is a subject very close to functional programming.
Okay, so you've been using functional programming for a while?
For many years,
yeah. And as a matter of fact, you have been using F-sharp at Svea for quite a while as well.
Yes, we have used F-sharp in our production environment for about 1 year, and with great success, as we will hear about in a moment.
Okay, perfect. So, what would you say is the reason that you or the reasons that you chose to use F-sharp in your systems, maybe compared to other .NET languages or other languages?
Yes, compared to imperative languages, we have seen that the functional style minimizes errors in states due to the stateless nature. A lot of errors come from null reference exceptions, and F-sharp avoids that at least.
At least to an extent.
To an extent, yes. And encourage the use of options and other solutions to the problem.
Okay. And compared to other functional languages, because you've been looking at and you have been using Johan other functional languages, how would you say F-sharp compares to others like Haskell and?
Yeah, that's a difficult question. I mean, in many ways, it's more suited for the production environment because it's backed by Microsoft and it's integrated in Visual Studio. Maybe that's the biggest point of F-sharp, that it's integrated in Visual Studio, which is a great production productivity booster.
Okay.
Whereas, on the other hand, you get some problems with integration with a .NET framework because that's meant for an object-oriented environment. So you could say that on the one hand, it's good because it's integrated with the .NET framework, and on the other side, it's not so good because of the .NET framework
Okay,
being object-oriented. So.
so you actually see that you would like to use more like pure
More
F-sharp
exactly,
programming
yes.
and less of the .NET framework?
Yes, certainly. We would like to have a functional implementations of database interfaces to the rest of the world, like the logging mechanisms and stuff like that. We like those to be implemented in a completely functional manner as well.
Okay.
But I mean, it's always a trade-off. So I think it's a good compromise between sort of real life and
It's the best one available.
Purity.
Also,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Certainly.
So, do you see any other challenges with using F-sharp today? It's quite a new language, and even if you have been using it at Svea for quite a while, there's still not a lot of .NET developers that are used to F-sharp. Have you had any trouble training people or finding the right competence?
I would say that the biggest problem has been getting an internal acceptance for the language.
Okay.
Because we don't want to use all those .NET libraries, so we don't really need the .NET developers. We want the functional programmers, and we want to convert our stuff to that, and that has been a challenge.
Okay. Okay, So it sounds like you got a lot of transaction handling and data flowing from different systems through your systems.
Yes.
So, and what have you traditionally been using for handling these transactions?
File batches in COBOL.
Okay. So F-sharp programs are now replacing the COBOL code for doing the logic of the file batching with different transactions of invoices and
yes.
For billing.
We want to replace the COBOL batches with more web-based web services in F-sharp.
Okay. So maybe you could draw on the whiteboard and explain what your system looks like.
Part of our billing system, which is where our use of F-sharp is most prominent. And let me draw a little line here. Here is our firewall. So what's on the right-hand side is the outside, and the left-hand side is in-house. So to begin with, we have our MS SQL. Our database, and then we have some F-sharp, a library, which we use to access our database, and then we have a lot of components for reading different file formats. They communicate with our database through this library, and then we have other components which expose interfaces to the outside world, which I can draw like this. And this is all written in F-sharp, except for the stored procedures that are written in SQL, of course. And then, on the other side here, we have a small piece of code in the DMZ, and that's a component that forwards our invocations from the outside world to our components behind the firewall. So this is only for a security. And then...
And that is written in F-sharp as well?
Everything is written in F-sharp. And then, running outside of everything else, we have some clients, and those are also F-sharp applications using VPF.
Oh, sorry. Please continue. Camera is behaving.
Our user interface is also written in F-sharp, but it uses this new presentation framework, and that works quite well actually.
So when you write WPF applications in F-sharp, do you use the XAML at all?
No, we haven't used XAML at all because it's a bit noisy, I think.
Okay. So you just create your objects directly in your user interface objects directly in F-sharp. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Without much problem. So actually, most of our code is here because you have to write a lot of objects in a WPF, whereas most of the logic is here, but it's very concise because of the nature of F-sharp is to be
so
precise.
How much would you say that you can compress the code, if you will, compared to C-sharp, for example?
I mean, it's a very difficult question, because it depends on your coding style in C-sharp and in F-sharp. But I believe that it's a factor of between 2 and 100, perhaps.
Okay,
and
that
we
much.
We are maybe around factor 10, perhaps,
yeah,
in our case.
So that's a big win for you to...
Yeah.
to
less code to,
less code to maintain, yeah.
Less code, less bugs.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So, interesting. And how do you see the future, your future usage of the technology? Would you like to expand it to cover even more of your system? I know you are doing mobile systems,
yes,
as well.
That's a question for...
Yes, we will migrate every system that we have to F-sharp and MS SQL. That's our plan.
Okay.
Over, well, a few years, but,
yeah.
But absolutely, that's a goal.
Okay. So, thank you very much. Really interesting, and it's been great to hear about your usage of F-sharp. Thank you.